Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. We're in section 36 of the book, and the section is called Authentic Self-Image versus Projecting an Image for Others. People with a positive and healthy self-image will be authentic. They want to be who they really are. Their goal is to truly be their ideal type of person. They think, speak, and act in ways that are consistent with ideals, values, positive traits, and qualities that they wish to live up to. They realize that everyone has ups and downs. They realize that they are likely to make mistakes and errors at times. They realize that they might slip and be off balance, but they take stock of themselves and strengthen themselves. They reinforce their deep resolve to think, speak, and act according to their ideal selves. Other people become performers, even though they don't actually perform. They keep their main focus on how other people react to them. They consistently want to impress others. They keep thinking about what others are thinking about them. When others applaud and praise, they feel good about themselves. If this admiration is lacking, they feel bad about themselves. Applause and praise is pleasurable, but there's a major difference between making applause, praise, and admiration, a goal in itself, are just using as a tool to feel good in the present. When a person keeps their main focus on projecting an image for others, their self-image will totally depend on the responses and reactions of others. A self-image built on other people's reactions won't be stable. It will go up and down depending on how the audience reacts. The emotional states of people with this mindset are totally dependent on others. It's much wiser to create your self-image based on your ideals and values, on your own thoughts and actions, not on the responses of others. Some individuals can totally transcend the reactions of others, but this skill takes much time to develop. Each and every day, you think, speak, and act in ways that truly build who you are. And as you do that, you're authentically building yourself. A person who's excessively dependent on the reactions of others will feel strong distress when others disapprove or are critical. Not only will they feel bad, they'll feel bad about themselves. They'll feel that they are worth less as people because of the way others look at them. So we all need to build our self-image as a foundation principles, the principles and values. And when our foundation is strong, so our being is strong, and we're constantly able from that strength and that foundation to keep building our self-image.